You might have started while stuck at home.
Or maybe now you want to.
Either way, we're here to help.
We're Nelson's Nursery and Water Gardens.
West Houston's full-service local nursery.
Growing your skills and your yard.
Whether you're a garden newbie or ninja.
Get needed advice and plants that last.
Freshly delivered weekly.
And soil, fertilizers, treatments, all you need.
We make it easy.
One stop, trusted advice.
That's why West Houston trusts Nelson's Nursery.
And Water Gardens.
Katy, Fort Bend Road.
You can find us.
Let's get growing. Welcome to the Home Show Garden Pros. It's time for gardening and landscape tips and advice from Houston's leading garden and landscape experts. Now, here's Sandy Mosier with Anita Nelson from Nelson Nursery and Water Gardens. Phone lines are not open during this encore presentation of the Home Show Garden Pros.
Well, and we, right before the break, we were talking a little bit about houseplants, and I have a question for you, Anita. You had mentioned, you know, go ahead and put your houseplants on the patio or on your balcony or on your front porch, and let them get some of this natural rain is really good for them, and let them get some air. But how often do I need to repot my plants or add soil? Is there a routine, or what should I be looking for?
Well, when you water the plants, sometimes the soil compacts a little bit, so you can add soil at that time.
Okay.
The time to replant a house plant is when it becomes pot bound, and you'll know because it can pop right out of the pot. And
the whole thing, yes.
The whole thing, the roots, the soil, nothing falls off of it. It's ready to be bumped. We call it bumping up. That's the technical term for it. Yeah. And at that time, you can may even some plants can be divided, so you can put that same plant back into another pot, and then put that same pot, and then put the new divided one into another pot.
Into another, nice.
Yes.
Now, when I divide it, can I literally just sort of spread it apart?
Yes, you can. Okay. Usually, the plant you can look at it, and you'll see two, three, four growing points.
Yeah,
they call it a crown, and yeah, you can just gently pry it apart.
Nice.
In some cases, you have to cut it apart.
Right.
But yeah,
it's going to recover.
Yes, it will recover.
I can picture that with my ivy.
Mm-hmm.
I think that's what I think because I can tell the compacted soil. But I was wondering about maybe I just need to add soil, but
now,
I bet
ivies,
you I need to divide it.
You know, I don't know if you can divide ivies. I've never divided them.
I can cut them and regrow them. That I've done.
That you can do.
Yeah.
Yes.
So maybe just in a bigger pot.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Bump them up. And you can reroot those hanging things in some water.
Right. Well, Anita, we have got a line of callers here. We've got Trish, Carrie, and Susie. So, Trish, what's on your mind for Anita? Trish?
Hi.
Hi.
Hi. Had a question.
Yeah.
I have a couple of cats that have adopted my yard, but unfortunately, one of them loves to go in one flower bed and does its business there. And it's, near amaryllis, and it's tearing my amaryllis apart, literally, you know, by the scratches and all that after it does its business.
Aww.
And I was wondering, is there a way to, is there a chemical I can spray in the flower bed that can make it unattractive for the cat to get in there?
Deter it?
You probably can buy urine.
Wow.
We don't carry it, like wolf urine, or I've heard people talk about that, coyote urine or something like that. But what I do, I had a cat that did that, and I went and bought those skinny bamboo stakes that you can find at a garden center. They're usually dyed green. And I cut them into 6-inch, 8-inch pieces, and I poked them all around in my flower bed like that. And the cats started staying away from them. And after about 2 months, I pulled them all up, and they never went back into that bed again.
So it sort of trained them to stay away from it. It was too much work.
But I think feed stores sell the urine. I'm not sure.
Oh.
Yeah.
Okay, how you said you cut them up, and how long?
Eight inches or so, so that they're about the same level as the plants. And that way, they go in there, and they're like, and everywhere they step, they're getting poked by the bamboo, and they don't like it, and they won't dig in there anymore.
It's too much work for them to just go in and do their business.
But I don't like getting poked.
And poked, okay.
Yes.
That's good. That's a great idea.
Mm-hmm. Okay. Thank you.
Well, good. Well, good luck with those cats, deterring those kitty cats. Yeah. Well, thanks for your call, Tish. Have a good weekend.
You too.
Well,
bye-bye.
And Anita, I don't know if you remember hearing about my armadillos.
Yes.
So we had those, and we were told to use cayenne pepper.
Okay.
So, and there are other deterrents that you can use that aren't going to harm other animals or anything. But anyway, my dog sitter one weekend, she caught him, and my vet actually released them into the bayou for me. Mm-hmm. So that was very nice. And I haven't seen him since, so hopefully they won't come back next year. So thank you for your call, Trish. And we have got Carrie on the line. Good morning, Carrie.
Good morning. Appreciate the call. Sure. Taking my call.
Oh, of course.
Back in early October, I did the fall things for fertilizer, pre-emergent. The brown bag.
Brown patch, uh-huh.
Brown patch, thank you. And even when I called y'all about that time, y'all recommended a super seaweed.
Uh-huh.
And the grass, a lot of my grass, probably half my yard looks like it's the springtime because probably the seaweed. But I've got several oblong or round, like dead patches. I was wondering if you think it might, but I got new growth coming in it. I was wondering if it might be brown patch or just normal dormancy.
Hmm. I think it's probably brown patch. And the new growth coming in, is it, do you have St. Augustine?
Yes.
Okay, so I bet the new growth is, St. Augustine is really a vine.
Mm.
And I'll bet it's okay. The little vine tendrils, that's not the right word, growing into that brown patchy area and mm-hmm. re-grassifying it, so to speak.
Because mm-hmm.
That's what I saw with my neighbor's yard. That's exactly what happened. After we treated with brown patch, new grass did not come up where that was, but the St. Augustine crept back in there and filled it back in again.
Yeah, with its
legs. Well, St. Augustine. Looks like I've got a Heinz 57, but primarily it's St. Augustine.
Yeah.
Well, should I put brown patch fertilizer down again or just let it go?
Can't hurt. Go ahead. Go for
all
it.
All right. Yeah, I have some left. And
some leaf mold compost, too.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Get the soil healthy for the St. Augustine is going to creep back in there.
Yeah. I've seen those vines coming out. Vines and legs. I don't know what it is that you call them. I'm not the expert here. But is that a low area?
No.
No. Okay, well, that's good.
Yeah, it's we live on not a hill, but it's probably got a 10 or 15 degree slope.
Yeah,
I mean,
that brown patch creeps in and we do what we can, but it sounds like you may have kind of caught it ahead of time. I mean, if the new St. Augustine is creeping in there,
that's a good sign.
That's a good sign, right? Because it likes whatever soil is there. So mm-hmm. I think you did the right thing. Thank goodness you got that brown patch on down in October. Well, great. Well, anything else we can help you with?
No, y'all have a great show. I've gotten a lot of good information from y'all, and I appreciate what y'all do.
Well, thanks for listening, and thanks for your call.
Thank you. Bye-bye.
Now, Anita, you've got something coming up at Nelson Nursery and Water Gardens, don't you?
Yeah, December 3rd, Santa and Buddy the Elf are coming to
Yay!
The shop for photo opportunities, to buy a tree from 10 until noon on Saturday, December 3rd.
Okay, Saturday, December mm-hmm. 3rd. Don't forget about that
yes.
at Nelson Nursery and Water Gardens. And like I said, you can follow them on Facebook and follow Home Show Garden Pros, and we'll share all of our pros information also. And Anita, thank you so much for being here.
Thank you.
You have been a great expert and great callers. Thank you all for listening. And we wish everyone a happy Thanksgiving. And get out there in the garden and think about getting that Christmas tree. So this has been Home Show Garden Pros on Sports Radio 610.
Fall is the best time to be outside and the most important time to care for your lawns and gardens. Use MicroLife all-organic fertilizers, liquids, and granulars. Mother Nature will love you for it. Brown patch in your lawn? Not a problem. Use MicroLife Brown Patch or MicroLife MicroGrow. Always safe and always effective. No matter what you plant, MicroLife organic fertilizers are your best choice. MicroLife organic fertilizers. Healthy soils, healthy plants, healthy people. Visit MicroLifeFertilizer.com.
You're listening to the Home Show Garden Pros. Gardening help you want, answers you can trust from members of the Home Show Garden Pros Co-op.
Sherry Hara from Plants for All Seasons in Northwest Houston.
Hi, this is John Ferguson from Nature's Way Resources. Come visit our nursery up in the Conroe Woodlands area.
Connect with Home Show Garden Pros co-op members anytime at homeshowgardenpros.com or call now at 281-833-3333. Thank you for listening to this encore presentation of the Home Show Garden Pros.
This is Home Show Garden Pros. Good Saturday morning. I hope everyone is doing well. I am here with Sherry Hera from Plants for All Seasons up off of 249, beautiful location. You know, if you don't have a list of to-dos for your garden, you can just go and wander. Mm-hmm. And I can feel my blood pressure go down when I get to wander the garden, our Home Show Garden Pros. All of our Home Show Garden Pros are family-owned, and they've got great teams of people. So it's not as though you go to Plants for All Seasons and you have a question and you have to find Sherry. No, you don't.
Yeah.
Anyone there is just fabulous. And half the people there are family anyway.
Right. Exactly.
So that's wonderful. And that goes for Nelson Nursery and Water Gardens and Nature's Way Resources. I know John's son is now taking sort of hold of some of the areas of his nursery up there. So it is just a great afternoon to go and wander one of our Home Show Garden Pros. So, Sherry, we have got someone who wants to ask you some questions. Frank, okay. Good morning, Frank. How are you?
Yes, good morning, ladies.
Good morning.
I would like to know the maintenance for peach trees. They've been in the ground approximately 2 years.
Ah.
Okay. How are they looking?
Well, I got a crop last year, and as of now, I'm looking at them, and they're looking at me pretty well.
Okay. So, you know, they're going to lose all their leaves and go dormant. Sometimes people like to spray a product called dormant spray in the wintertime, so in January. And what that'll do is that'll kill out any overwintering diseases and insects. I always like to put a little layer of compost around my fruit trees and a little layer of hardwood shredded mulch before the winter. So that's something that you could do now. And then a little bit of microlife so that it's, you know, kind of nestled in there and ready for winter. And then the springtime, it'll leaf out. And I don't know how serious you want to get with your fruit tree regimen, but some people go out about every 7 to 14 days with a fruit tree spray when we start leafing out and or blooming, bud drop, leafing, fruit set. It's like you get into a schedule. So if you want to get into a spray regimen like that, get a good fruit tree spray. Other than that, I would just do the mulch, the compost, the fertilizer, and the dormant spray.
So the fertilizing will be done in January?
Now, I would go ahead and do it now. Do compost and mulch right now. And then once we start blooming, and it depends on our weather, like February or March, then you can start feeding it again.
Okay. May I ask you another question about my lawn?
Sure.
Yeah.
I had fertilized it, and I don't know if I burned it, but anyway, the blades on my grass was kind of a very light green, I would say. It wasn't green, but almost a lime color.
Okay.
Some of the blades.
After you fertilized?
Yes.
Okay. And what did you use?
The 1914
Nitrifos, yeah.
Yeah.
Without seeing it, I'm just making a guess. And I was just talking to Sandy about this issue in yards. Take all root rot. The first sign you get, and you always get it the first year, and it usually comes right after a fertilization application.
Really?
In the fall. That lime green look you'll get, it will be the first sign of take all. You may not see damage for take all until next summer.
Oh, my.
So what I would recommend doing proactively is get the MicroGrow granule by MicroLife, and it's a biological fungicide, and put that down at double the rate. So one bag typically goes 2,000, put it on 1,000 square feet.
Is that trace minerals?
It is not trace minerals. It is a super dose of biological activity. So it's beneficial fungus, beneficial bacteria that basically build up the numbers of microbes in the soil to eat the bad fungus.
that name again, product?
MicroLife, and it's called MicroGrow. It's
okay,
a small maroon bag.
Oh, it's the maroon
okay.
bag.
Okay, any nursery should have that. Huh?
Yeah, the nurseries. Just go on microlifefertilizer.com and see what nursery is closest to you.
Mm-hmm. Where are you?
Northwest, close to Buchanan's.
Okay.
Okay. Yeah, yeah, Buchanan's should have it. You know, they make this stuff in the Heights.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
Yeah.
So Buchanan's should have it. If they don't stock it on their shelves, just ask them. They'll probably be able to order it for you.
All right. That name again. I'm writing it down.
MicroLife, MicroGrow.
Okay.
Okay.
Thank you for the information.
And put it down double the strength. Okay. That's the important part for the take all.
Does he need to water it or anything?
Light watering to apple, you know,
okay.
to.
On wet or dry grass.
Put it on dry, water it in slightly.
Hey, I appreciate the information.
You bet. Thank you. Have a good day.
And thanks, you.
Frank. Well, this is Home Show Garden Pros on Sports Radio 610, and we will return after this.
Phone lines are not open during this encore presentation of the Home Show Garden Pros.
There we go. Hope everyone is doing well this Saturday morning. I am here with Sherry Hura from Plants for All Seasons. And Sherry, I just want to follow up one thing. I don't know if Frank is still listening. He was asking us about his peach trees.
Mm-hmm.
And I also have a peach tree. Now, you mentioned right now he can do the compost and, say, shredded mulch around, you know, the drip line of it to get ready for cooler evenings mm-hmm. coming later. But you mentioned the dormant spray in January.
Mm-hmm.
Is there a particular one you'd like to that you
it just needs
use?
To be a horticultural oil.
Okay.
The one we have, the active ingredient is mineral oil.
Okay.
And there's other petroleum based oil sprays and like horticultural oils.
Okay.
But you want something a little bit more emollient that will suffocate.
Okay.
Spores and insects.
Anything so, that's going to hang out on it.
Like neem oil typically isn't emollient enough.
Oh, okay. Okay. All right. So the higher mineral oil.
Mm-hmm.
Now, you mentioned doing that, spraying that on peach trees in January. What about any of our other citrus trees or any citrus trees?
I probably wouldn't do it on your citrus trees. Do it on your trees that are in a dormant state.
Okay. Plums.
So, plums, all your deciduous.
Okay.
Where our citrus is more tropical, so it keeps its leaves.
Okay. All right. Well, good. And Sherry, this morning we have got Dan on the line. Good morning, Dan. How are you?
Oh, I'm fine, ladies. Thanks for taking my call.
You bet.
I try to do winter gardening, and my favorite thing is to plant cabbage.
Yeah.
And I buy the cabbage from the local place to plant.
Uh-huh.
And they seem to grow tall, but they won't head up.
Okay.
Like a cabbage should.
When did you plant them?
Pardon me?
When did you plant them?
About a month ago.
Okay. And that'll happen in the heat. They will get taller. They should, now that we started cooling off, we should start getting some spread on them. And once we really get cold, that's when they really get that head in the middle.
Oh, sounds a little bit ahead of myself, I guess.
Well, I mean, it depends on the year. You know, the growers and the nurseries get the plants in when we historically would start planting them. But weather dictates or changes a little bit too. So, you know, in a normal October and actually into September, you're perfectly fine to get started. This year, it just was hotter and drier.
And windy. Yeah. We had it all.
So they should be okay if you want to get a few more little plants just to, because the cold will kind of make them be, like it regulates the growth naturally. The hot makes them put that growth on. So we want them to spread out and get full and get that head. So if you wanted to get a few more plants now that we've cooled off a little bit, it'll look more like what you're going for.
Does he need to feed them?
So if I'm getting, say, too much sunlight, will that affect them?
Only when we're hot.
Okay.
Yeah, only when we're hot. Now that we've cooled off a little bit, it should be fine in the full sun. But yes, okay, they will stretch a little bit and get floppy. And I have some at my house. I have two different crops, one that I started the last week of September and the other one that I've planted probably in the past 2 weeks. And the ones that I planted in the past 2 weeks are perfectly fine. The ones that I started earlier are a little bit floppy.
Okay. Any kind of fertilizer, anything I should use?
I use the MicroLife and water in with Super Seaweed, and it works fabulously.
Okay.
Okay.
Okay. Thank you. Appreciate
Thank you.
It.
Thanks for calling.
Good luck. Very fun. So this is Home Show Garden Pros on Sports Radio 610. Good luck, Dan, with that cabbage. It's making me hungry when we're talking about veggies and herbs. We will return after this and take a call from Charles.
Growing healthier plants is easier when you add Nature's Way Resources Remineralizer. A blend of special Texas mineral-rich sands, Nature's Way Remineralizer provides crucial elements and minerals craved by plants and missing from our Gulf Coast soil. Your garden, yard, and trees will grow stronger, healthier, and resistant to pests. Here's the best part. Your harvest will be more nutritious and delicious. Find Nature's Way Remineralizer at leading garden centers. There's a location near you at natureswayresources.com.
Welcome back to the Home Show Garden Pros.
Hey, this is John Ferguson, Nature's Way Resources. Want everybody to come into the nursery because fall is the time for planting, especially for our fruit trees and citrus. And we have orders arriving daily, got a full selection, everything from avocados to grapefruits. So come in and get it. We also have a lot of the annual fall color coming in. In addition, we've put in a new rack due to customer requests. We found a supplier of heirloom non-GMO organic seeds that are not treated with pesticides. So when they germinate, they don't poison our pollinators like our bees and butterflies. Additionally, this past summer, we've been working on expanding the nursery. We've added more shade cloth, working on drainage, and just added doing some testing, some new technology, a digester for food waste to water your plants with. And also this time of year, it's always great to top dress your lawn with compost. It's one of the best ways to prevent fungal diseases like brown patch. And at the same time, get a little remineralizer and add those trace and micronutrients back to your soil. So come see us at Nature's Way Resources. Nature's Way Resources, we're located just off the intersection of I-45 and FM-1488. Go west one block over the rail track, make a right, and you run into us. We're hard to miss. We're open from 8 to 5 Monday through Friday and 8 to 2 on Saturday. So come visit us and enjoy the grounds.
Good morning. This is Home Show Garden Pros at Sports Radio 610. Sherry and I have a good time off air talking about our teenagers and young adults and, you know, helping them fly.
Yeah, and hoping they do soon.
Hoping they do. We've nurtured them. We've fed them everything we could. And now go.
Yes. Show us how you can do it.
That's
on your own.
Right. Yes. That's right. They so much want to do it. And I've got Board Op here shaking his head because, you know, we've got young people working here, don't want to hear our advice. This is Home Show Garden Pros on Sports Radio 610, and we appreciate you listening and joining us this morning. And we have Charles on the line. Good morning, Charles.
Good morning. Thanks for taking my call.
Of course. Thank you.
I have a huge, beautiful water oak in my front yard. And the grass on one side, it's just getting thinner and thinner.
Uh-huh.
Is there a particular type of St. Augustine grass that I can fill in over there? Or I've tried all kind of fertilizers, MicroLife, and top dressing and all that stuff.
Okay. So how many hours of sun do you think it gets? Dappled?
An hour or two? Afternoon, probably, you know.
Okay. And how hard is the soil in that area? Do you feel like it's compacted?
I've aerated it, but it's the house is 40 something years old, and this tree was planted when the house was new.
Okay, so you can grow. There's a strain of St. Augustine called Palmetto, and Palmetto is the most shade tolerant of the St. Augustines.
Okay.
So I have Palmetto under my very established, just 25-year-old oak tree. And I, about 8 years ago, decided I'm going to plug the palmetto in there because I could notice it started thinning. And since I've done that, I have beautiful St. Augustine in that area.
Ooh.
Now, I do aerate and compost top dress that section every year because that tree draws so much nutrient and water from my yard, and it compacts the soil throughout the year. So I would say compost top dress and aerate, mm-hmm. and then plug in some of the palmetto St. Augustine. And I think you'll get about as much St. Augustine that you'll be able to get with that strain.
So what do you top dress with?
Leaf mold compost. And the reason I say leaf mold compost in Nature's Way in specific is because it is the most biologically active compost that you could buy. And when we're putting compost down, we are putting biology down. And so we want it to be nice and rich, full of living organisms. So that's okay. Why I like that one.
Have you heard of a type of grass called Amerigrass?
Amerishade, yes.
Amerishade,
I haven't
yeah.
been able to find it in years. And I don't know if it's true, but a grass guy told me years ago that Amerishade was just like a trademark name, but it's basically the same thing as the palmetto. No, I don't know. Could be true, could be false. But I've had great luck with the palmetto. We got Amerishade in for years, and then all of a sudden we couldn't find it anymore.
Huh. Interesting.
So do you get squares of this palmetto mm-hmm. and then break it up and
so
and
this is yeah this is what I found. We sell plugs of the palmetto, and the plugs are going to be different because they're not on that thick clay. It's not a sheet of grass. It's little 4-inch cells of palmetto, so it's got a really nice root system. Wow. And what I find is in that compacted, shady area, it's hard to get sod pieces to take. So that's why I like the plugs for this application, because it already has a better root system, so it's easier to get it to take and establish. What part of town do you live in?
I live in Clear Lake.
Okay, so we're kind of far. to drive up to Tomball area to get some plugs. But call around and see if any nurseries around you have the palmetto plugs.
Yeah.
Okay. Palmetto. And where's your nursery?
We are on Highway 249. So from you, you would take like the Beltway North or I-45 North and get to 249.
Okay.
So Clear Lake, mm-hmm. it's about, I think it's 57 minutes because we have family that lives yeah. down that way. Yeah. So,
and what is the name of your nursery?
Plants for All Seasons.
Okay.
It is a beautiful place.
Yeah, we do have some plugs right now. I don't know if we'll get any more the rest of the season, but we will start bringing them in again in March.
Okay.
So should I just wait until the spring to plant them, you think?
It just depends. If you were coming out today, then sure, we'll have them. But if you wait a week, we may be sold out. So it's just kind of your timing when you're available.
Okay. Thank you so much.
You bet. Yeah. Thanks for calling.
That is a great idea. I felt like he was talking about my backyard
uh-huh.
because I've got that one tree right behind the garages, and it's a beautiful oak tree, but you know, there's just so much shade there because not mm-hmm. only is there shade in the morning because the garage is
yeah.
giving the grass shade, but then we've got the afternoon that the tree is giving the grass the shade. So I am going to try that palmetto, but I think I'm going to wait until the spring because mm-hmm. we've got some work going on in the backyard hopefully soon.
Yeah.
And then plug with those.
Yeah.
So does it spread? Does the palmetto mm-hmm. spread?
Yeah, it's a St. Augustine. It grows just like St. Augustine.
Okay.
It's slightly dwarfed.
Uh-huh.
So you wouldn't really even notice it. It blends very well with your regular common
okay.
St. Augustine. But it is considered a dwarf variety.
Okay. Mm-hmm. Well, that's good to know. I know I've heard you talk about that, but when he described the tree, I thought, I really need to get on that. That's a great idea. This is Home Show Garden Pros on Sports Radio 610. I am here with Sherry Hera, and we will return after this.
They say America doesn't make anything anymore. They say no one stands behind their products. They say nothing is built like it used to be. but they haven't met us. We are Mueller, a family business building on 90 years of doing what they never could. Mueller Metal Roofs and Buildings, made in America, made to last.
Down there we have a plant that grows out in the woods and the fields. Looks something like a turnip green. Nearby called it poke salad.
Thank you for listening to this encore presentation of the Home Show Garden Pros.
Sienna Mulch. They are a green waste recycler and manufactures their own premium hardwood mulch right here in South Houston. Family owned since 2009, they are on the South Side. Sienna Mulch, that is what you need for your lawn and garden. Here's what you can choose from. You can choose from mulch, soil, sand, compost, gravel, and stones. They carry them all. Sienna Mulch also carries all of your favorite fertilizers and plant foods that we talk about here on the show. And they have landscapers' tools. It's wonderful. It's a one-stop shop for all of your projects. Plus, they deliver small loads within 20 miles of their yard in Rocheron. It is in Rocheron, south of Houston. So visit Sienna Mulch. Sienna Mulch, so much more than mulch. Find out more at your homeshowgardenpros.com. And Sherry, we have got Jennifer on the line. Good morning, Jennifer.
Good morning.
Good morning. Good
morning. I have Wadelia taking over our flower beds.
Uh-huh.
I didn't know what it was to begin with. It was just a nice green plant.
Uh-huh.
So we kind of didn't pay too much attention. And now it is taking over.
Mm-hmm.
And I don't know what to do to get rid of it without killing what we like.
Well, you're going to have to pull it.
Oh.
And pull.
Oh, jeepers.
And keep pulling. And pull it. And if you don't want all of it gone, you can take a weed eater and weed eat the area that you want to keep and then pull the rest if you want to.
Okay. So but pulling is it.
Pulling is the way you're going to have to go because there's not a spray that you can spray that's not going to kill your good stuff.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yep.
Okay.
Okay.
I was afraid of that. Thank you.
Sorry, Jennifer.
Yes, weeds. Weeds can be a problem.
Uh-huh.
And actually, so this is Home Show Garden Pros on Sports Radio 610. But speaking of Jennifer's, was talking about the Wadelia weeds. On homeshowgardenpros.com, we had a question about weeds.
Uh-huh.
And we have got Gina who said that, she says, I have weeds in my veggie garden, spurges and nutsedge.
Uh-huh.
What product should I use to spray that won't affect future crops?
Yeah, that one's
tough. Tricky.
So spurge is easy.
Okay.
You just put enough pine needles down.
Okay.
And nutsedge, really, you know, I had my neighbor water too much and some nutsedge got into my yard. And I mulched the heck out of it.
Oh, really?
And I haven't seen it rebound in that area. So,
wow.
You know, she can try, tell her to get it all cleaned out,
mm-hmm.
and then put a thick layer of pine needles down. And the pine needles will not interfere and change the pH of your soil. Mm-hmm. Like, people are like, oh, they're too acidic. No, that's fake. That's fake news.
Fake news. So pine needles are good. And I've heard you talk about those pine needles before.
Yeah. It's the best mulch in your vegetable garden. In
that's
areas
great.
Where you kind of plant it, have it set, and it's going to be there for a while, pine needles are great. In your flower beds, if you're replanting several times throughout the year,
okay.
probably not the best thing for you.
Okay.
But for a, you know, for your shrub beds, pine needles are great.
Okay.
You know, a lot of people don't like the way they look. Some HOAs won't let you use the pine needles.
Be careful with your HOAs, yeah.
Yeah.
But that's something easy that you could clean
up. You know,
up
in the woodlands, the pine needles are in all the native areas. It looks great.
Right,
so
right.
You just kind of have to have it, you know, fit the aesthetic you're going for. But pine needles in the vegetable garden are fabulous.
That is such a great hint.
When they decompose, you can turn them over.
Okay.
And they turn into like an... It aerates the soil for you.
That is great.
Mm-hmm.
Can we just buy a bag of pine needles?
So we sell them at the nursery.
Okay.
If you don't have a pine tree,
right,
you can rake them up. But pine trees are dropping like crazy right now.
Right. So. If you've got a neighbor with a pine tree, tell them you'll kind of haul rake them up.
Haul off their pine needles. But yeah, we sell bales. Like I just buy the bales. I don't have a pine tree.
Yeah. Yeah. I don't have any pine trees, but my parents do. I could go gather up some pine needles there.
Yeah. As far as chemicals go, if you're going to do like a sedge killer, I would, which will work on the spurge too, I wouldn't plant in there for at least a year.
Yeah.
So that's the problem.
Okay.
You can try digging out the little nutlets that are deep in the ground, but you know, they could be quite far.
Right. So you can dig them up and then lay the pine
needles. Lay the pine needles down. And really thick.
Thick. Okay. Mm-hmm. Which is interesting because, you know, when we lay, say, compost on grass, we don't want to make it too thick because.
Right.
So thick pine needles. Sounds great. Yep. I will share that with Gina for her veggie garden and hopefully she can grow yummy stuff.
There you go.
This is Home Show Garden Pros on Sports Radio 610, and we will return after this.
Bring enchantment to your garden. Whether you're an expert or a novice, Enchanted Forest and Enchanted Garden's talented staff helps you bring magic to your garden. No matter what the season, find seeds and trees, herbs and veggies, annuals and perennials, succulents and cacti, bulbs and even shrubs. Everything needed to give your garden enchantment. Bring the family. Experience all that's growing and waiting for you at Enchanted Forest and Enchanted Gardens. Enchanted Forest on FM 2759 and Enchanted Gardens on FM 359 in Richmond.
Now back to answering your gardening questions with the Home Show Garden Pros. You're listening to an encore presentation of the Home Show Garden Pros. If you have a question, call next Saturday or ask your question at homeshowgardenpros.com.
Hi, everybody. It's Anita.
And Mary. It's time to get ready for the holidays. Our trees are here.
Hey, Mary. Why not trim the tree using your Thanksgiving guests and relatives?
Aha, Mom. That's going to put you on the naughty list.
Don't worry. I'll talk to Santa himself here at Nelson's Saturday, December 3rd from 10 till noon.
Your chance to tell Santa all about the plants on your wish list. Better yet, put the bug in Santa's ear about that fountain for your yard.
And we have houseplants, bedding plants, bulbs, trees, shrubs, and the pots for them. A perfect gift for your gardening friends. Make your lawn a soft landing for Santa's reindeer. We have everything you need. Sod, seeds, fertilizer for that soft landing.
Add some frizzle sizzle to your garden. How do you do it? Well, you'll have to come to Nelson's to find out.
Nelson Nursery and Water Garden.
You can find us.
Now back to Sandy and Sherry.
And Sherry is here with Plants for All Seasons, and she's answering your calls. Sherry, we also have a stack of questions that we get in every week from folks who go to homeshowgardenpro.com.
Okay.
And they click on Ask a Pro. So we have Terry, and Terry is asking for any tips on planting an almond verbena tree. Not successful last year and may have planted it too low.
Okay.
What do I need to use to establish roots? And I heard last week about digging a square hole. We were just talking about that.
Oh, okay.
So she wants to know how to, I guess she's going to get another one.
Okay.
Any hints on how she should plant this?
So you're going to plant it about an inch to 2 inches above grade. I would probably mix some expanded shale in there. And whether you do a circle or a square, it's up to you.
Okay.
But mix the compost in there, loosen the soil, some shale, plant it high, mulch around it.
Okay.
Nice sunny area.
Sunny, that could be an issue.
At least 4 to 5 hours of direct sun, if not more. But that's, they're pretty simple.
Okay.
Yeah.
All right.
But deep would definitely probably suffocate it. So.
Yes. Yeah. And that's the issue with many of the, trees and plants that we plant.
Yeah.
I know at the beginning when I was planting things, I had help first and I'd always see, I'd be like, why, you know, don't I need more mulch up around it? No, you know, let it breathe, let it breathe. So we really kind of have to read our plants and be careful with that. We also have George. George has got quite a few questions here.
Okay.
So George says he lives north in Tomball.
Okay.
And I have a 3-year-old live oak tree. It did not recover from that 21 freeze. Mm-hmm. Our yard guy said to leave it this summer. It might come back. It did not. When is the correct time to plant a new live oak in my yard?
Okay.
I know the answer to that.
Right now.
Learning. Right now would be the time. Mm-hmm. I have 8 of them in my yard, and 7 made it through the freeze, but this one did not. So he can plant it right now, you said.
Yes.
And since he's got so many, does it matter that should he go ahead and plant the same kind of tree, I guess?
Totally his.
His call.
Yep, his call.
Sounds beautiful. Mm-hmm. He's going to have quite the landscaping there with mm-hmm. the trees. So he can plant that now, and he should be able to find a live oak anywhere.
Yeah.
Okay. All right. And then his next question is, my yard is 80% St. Augustine. We talk a lot about that. But he has 2 sections where Bermuda has taken over.
Okay.
I want the Bermuda grass to go away.
Okay.
I'm ready to scrape off. Do I scrape off a couple of inches of the new soil? Do I add sod? Do I add St. Augustine? When is the best time?
Mm-hmm. So this is really a big topic.
Mm.
Anytime I see a St. Augustine lawn with an area of Bermuda, it is always an indicator of a stress.
Oh.
Okay. Now, it could simply be he moved in, nobody ever sodded that, and Mother Nature decided she wanted grass there, so Bermuda grew, right?
Wow.
Could be
okay.
that.
Yeah.
Or it could have been beautiful St. Augustine, and something happened, and over time, it didn't get addressed, and so the Bermuda came in. So I never look at it as I'm going to kill that Bermuda to get the St. Augustine to grow. But what I'm going to do is step back and go, well, what was the stress? What happened to that area of the yard? And then I'm going to fix it.
Okay.
So most likely it didn't get water, or it has foot traffic, or it's compacted soil. There was construction done. Who knows what the stress was, but there was a stress.
Okay.
And it could have had chinch bugs. It could have had fungus. We've got to figure out what that was. And then from today on, let's start working on getting it fixed. And what will happen is as the ground heals and the problem is solved, the St. Augustine will move back through. And you can plug some good St. Augustine, but I would not scrape the Bermuda off and put sod on top, because what's going to happen, if we don't fix the problem, the Bermuda is going to come right back.
Right. And when you say fix over time, mm-hmm. it is a fix over time. And you mean starting to heal the soil.
Mm-hmm. Whatever the stress was. Uh-huh. Is it foot traffic? If it's foot traffic, if people are constantly walking on it, you got to reroute traffic.
Yeah.
If it's just compaction, aerate, mm-hmm. top dress, use MicroLife.
Okay.
Hand water if it's not getting watered correctly. There's some stress that we've got to reverse.
Okay. And Sherry, we have got Charles on the line. Good morning, Charles.
Good morning. How are you all?
We're doing good, thanks.
Good, thank you.
Good. I just have a couple of quick questions for you. One is regarding my lawn. I have a whole strip of area that it just has been overtaken by weeds, and I've tried compost top dressing, and I've even put down MicroLife Humate, and it just, for whatever reason, nothing seems to be giving me any results, or at least results that I can see right now. So I'm trying to determine, is this a good or bad time to put down, like, Barricade? Should I be putting that down as I'm pulling up the weeds, or... Okay. What should I do?
Well, have you gotten an identification on the weed yet?
No, because there seems to be several different types of weeds going on in this area.
Okay. So that's one thing I would say is we need to get ID, because we need to figure out what's the best mode of action on these weeds. And let's get pictures, too, of the whole area and kind of go, well, why are weeds able to outcompete the St. Augustine?
Yeah, because it's just this winter, and it's all been kind of since Harvey that it's just been, and whatever type of weeds they are, they tend to be the type that they don't just come straight up. They just kind of spread over the lawn.
Okay, what part of town are you in?
I live over by University of Houston.
Okay, so I was going to say, you can just pop up to Plants for All Seasons today and show
me
your weeds.
I may just do that because I hear you quite often, and so I may just take some pictures and bring them up and let you see them.
Or bring some in a bag.
Yeah, you can actually bring some samples of the weeds. I would feel better giving you advice. It sounds like you're doing everything right, but we've got to figure out, well, are these actually long competing weeds? Are these indicators of another stress in the area, and then pictures of the area so we can kind of go, is there shade? Is there foot traffic? Like, what is happening?
Well, no, because it's literally a wide open area that gets sun pretty much all day because it's in the very front of my yard.
Yeah.
And I just can't figure out what's going on, and it's kind of frustrating.
It would be,
I've been using Microlife, and I'm sure as you all know, you know, with the prices, Microlife is not the cheapest thing to be trying to use.
That will build your soil, but it's not going to necessarily get, we've got to figure out why. Why are the weeds there?
Yeah.
And so before you put barricade down, let's get an ID. Let's make sure that there are even seed dropping weeds, because barricade's not going to do anything for a tissuey crawling weed if it doesn't get a flower on it. And then there are some crawling weeds that get a flower on them that the barricade doesn't work on. And we only want to use the barricade if it will be effective, right?
Okay. Well, I'll take some pictures and bring some and come out there to you. Are you there Saturdays and Sundays, or?
So normally I am off on Saturdays and I work on Sundays, but this week I'm going to the Texans game. So I am going to leave here and go to work today, and then I'll be off on Sunday, and then I'll be there the rest of the week next week.
Okay. But normally you're there on Sundays.
I am normally there on Sundays.
Is there someone there who could help her with the him with the weeds?
There's my both my brothers and my sister. We're all family. So we can at least get you going and get you started. You can always get my cell phone number and text me pictures.
Mm-hmm.
Just call the nursery today, and I will give it to you. Okay.
Now I have one quick different question on planting vegetables in pots. How deep or how shallow do you plant the seeds, for broccoli or carrots or whatever? How shallow or how deep do you plant?
So what I do is just, based on the size of the seed is how deep they go. So a carrot is a minuscule little seed, and so is lettuce. Uh-huh. So those you would scatter on top and slightly pat. Broccoli, you can put it on top too, but just barely poke it right under the soil.
Oh, okay.
Big seeds go deeper.
Okay.
Little seeds go very surface.
Yeah, okay. All right, well, that's good to know because I never knew that.
Right. If a seed is really big, like let's say, for instance, an acorn. An acorn's big, a squirrel plants it. It needs to be dug deep. Most seeds are transmitted through wind. And so wind just knocks them on the ground, and then they germinate. So you just want to make sure and not plant too deep.
Okay. Well, thank you, and I enjoy your show.
Well, thanks. Thanks for listening.
Well, I just learned something new about the seeds today, too. And that's what I love about this. I love the why.
Yeah.
You know, the smaller seeds on top. This is Home Show Garden Pros on Sports Radio 610, and we'll return after this.
Native plants thrive in Texas heat with less water. Previously, they were hard to find near Conroe or the Woodlands. Till now. Select from hundreds of native plants and summer veggies at Nature's Way Resources Garden Center. Bring your dog, kids, and shop over 2 acres of flowers, vegetables, and plants. Nature's Way experts help you pick the right plants, organic soils, and supplements for success. Nature's Way Resources Garden Center, 45 North at FM 1488, naturewayresources.com.
You could spend your whole weekend slogging through that to-do list of chores at home.
Ah!
Or you could go from to-do to done like a boss. Get the help it takes from Houston's go-to guy for the sport of home improvements, Tom Tynan on Home Show Radio.
I listen to your show forever. God bless.
Coming up next after the Home Show Garden Pros.
And anytime you want.
At homeshowradio.com. Pros you can trust. Tips, advice, videos, and the Home Show podcast. Always on.
Always free.
homeshowradio.com.
Stay tuned. Home Show Radio will return shortly.